Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
How's it going? I say akşamlar and welcome to Connections with my good self, Tim. And I've got a very special guest who's actually sort of technically in the studio with me, but I'm looking at him through glass. Good evening, Callum.
Good evening, Timothy.
How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. I'm feeling a bit isolated just now, but I'm sure I'll get over that.
Well, it's good to have you in the isolation chamber. I've just realised that I've got a piece of paper with all the important connections on and you can't see them. So I better just relay that. Well, we're going to start. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the selection that you've reeled out for us tonight?
I've gone with a selection of different songs from different countries, all countries that I've visited. And songs that I have not ever heard in those countries, but I've just picked up on.
Well, this is the thing. Callum is, as you can probably tell by his dulcet tones, a Caledonian man and also a well-travelled man. And that's two things I think that you've got going there. And, as you say, these are a reflection of the travelling part of it.
I like to think so.
And, the first selection you've got is Ennio Morricone. I don't know if I'm saying that right or not, so forgive me, any Italian listeners out there.
Yeah, it's again, this has got nothing to do with my travels whatsoever, but it's the theme for A Few Dollars More.
The theme for A Few Dollars More, and let's have a few dollars, and just imagine yourself driving down a sort of rocky ravine. From 1965, I think that was.
Yeah, that would. That's. Yeah.
Have you got a few dollars more, Callum?
I do not. I have no dollars. more unfortunately.
Well, you were chucking your Kurush around just before we came out, so that was, I think that's where they've all gone.
It was not the best tiramisu and hot chocolate I've ever had.
Well, it certainly wasn't that, yes. It was, was it cold tiramisu and colder hot chocolate?
It was frozen in the middle and warm on the outside, which, like the lasagna that gave me awful food poisoning as a 15-year-old.
Well, that's something you probably want to best avoid.
Yeah.
Now, Callum, I've got quite a technical bit of jiggery-pokery in that you've given me a song from the Israeli band Infected Mushroom.
I think is
probably best played from the middle. So if you'd just like to give me a bit of spiel about the song just while I cue it up.
Okay, well, this is hard for me because this is the part where I have to pretend that I listen to music with any sort of method behind it.
I'm going to give you some backing music just to give you a bit of credence. There you go.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I feel like I should be giving a traffic report to this, to be honest.
Oh, well, if you go, maybe my guest.
I mean, on the E5, there's it's very busy, as always. We're about to listen to Infected Mushroom, a band sort of part of the psytrance music. Going to listen to the song Becoming Insane, where it's just they started to marry their traditional psytrance sound with a more rock edge. This is one of my favourite bands. Popular in Lock Pub on the occasions that we go there.
It's alright, keep going. I'm having all kinds of problems.
I've caused Tim a lot of hassle. I think I'm pushing him to his very limits tonight.
I think I've actually lost it. I'm going to fade it in.
We're in a comedy of errors tonight, but
you'll get there.
I wouldn't be good at just a minute, would I? I give my students a bunch of hassle and they won't talk for 30 seconds. I hope they're not listening to me attempting this.
Well, we're off now. I'm going to fade in. I think we're at the bit where it drops out, Callum.
Excellent. I'm more than ready.
Just imagine you're in a pub somewhere and here we go.
Yeah.
I just went through to question Tim what he thought of this song, and I was like, yeah, it's all right. I don't think it's where his favourite 60s psychedelic bands saw the genre going.
It's not in that box, but this is why we have guests, Callum. This is why we have guests. It's it's not bad.
It's all right.
I mean, where was it? Where are they from again? The infected mushroom, Israel.
From Israel, yes, Israel.
How do you say that in Hebrew?
Infected mushroom, I think.
No, I meant Israel.
Israel?
Yeah. Oh, that's all right.
No idea.
Well, it's probably Israel, isn't it?
I guess so, yeah.
So the next song we've got coming up is Bella Ciao by Goran Bregovic. Do you want to give us a connection there?
Yes. So, Goran Bregovic, a sort of Bosnian-Serbian artist who singing Bella Ciao, the anti-fascist Italian song. And the connection we have between the two is they both played at the Sziget Festival of 2015.
Oh, you were there, I think.
I was indeed. That's how I'm aware of the song.
You know, it's quite good because often I'm sort of citing these obscure, random European festivals, and we've got a man who was there. So, what can we say? Bella Ciao to that. Oh, I feel like I should be in some kind of, I don't know, Umpa band set in Munich somewhere in October.
We could use a stein of beer, couldn't we?
We could do with that, and sort of those yellow and green sort of marquee type things. We had a call from Mrs. H in Maslach, who said that I was being quite unfair about infected mushroom, and went on to say it's one of the best things she's ever heard on the show.
I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad
so
to hear
thank
it.
You for that, Mrs. H. It's always good to have a nice balanced opinion on here. We go for balance. Callum, the next connection, please.
I can't remember. I don't have the connections.
It's Manu.
Oh!
Yeah, that's the one.
I see. Well, we're going from Bella Ciao to Manu Chao.
Ah, so that's a good. Is that, that's your connection?
That's our connection. It's
that's about
same,
as good
the
as
same word.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. When you get a world show, I mean, there's those big umbrella companies, but you know, it's probably not. I don't think he's even part of Universal Music Group or something like that. But well, yeah, we better man up and play Manu Chao.
Listen to Manu Chao.
I think we better get him on and play the damn song.
Desde tu amigo cae la trampa de ti confiar. Desde contigo tú decidiste dejar lo nuestro en lo vulgar. Cae la trampa, desde tu amigo cae la trampa de ti confiar. Desde contigo tú decidiste dejar lo nuestro en la nada. Cae la trampa de ti confiar. Tú eras mi amigo, yo era tu socio, y ese negocio me salió mal. Es la feria de la mentira. Tú eres el rey de un día. Es la feria de la mentira. Yo fui el ciego, el que no sabía.
Cae la trampa de ser tu amigo, cae la trampa de ti confiar.
So that was Manu Chao with his version of the theme tune to an Italian animated version of the Pinocchio cartoon.
I think I need to do a bit of a Cossack dance now.
The melody of which was also used in a happy hardcore song that was very popular in Holland in the mid-90s.
This is what it is. And the connection, pray tell.
Between this song and the next one.
That's the one.
We're going to connect to Power of Stellar. And the connection is that they both played at the Siget Festival 2016.
Were you at the Siget Festival 2016?
I was, Tim. Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought?
Oh,
we
wow.
can see how this playlist's starting to come together
it's
here,
really
can't we?
Coming together.
It's got nothing to do with my travels. It's just songs I've heard when I was drunk.
Well, that's varied sort of thoughts that are strung together from a variety of places. This is what I like. And, without any more ado, this is Power of Stellar, and I like this one.
Good.
Very nice.
I'm glad, nice finally.
I like them all. Just the infected mushroom one, it's growing on me.
Good.
It's growing on
I'm
me.
Glad.
I've been talking to Mrs. H of Maslack again, and she's still trying to twist me ear on that one. But this is the Mojo Radio gang,
mm-hmm.
and it is Power of Stellar. It was from Austria.
He's from Austria, yes.
Ah, Stellar. It's all sort of quieting down there. That was the wonderful Power of Stellar with mm-hmm. a Stellar song, the Mojo Radio Gang.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And it's over to you, Callum. This juncture in the show, I've bought some rather sort of internationally flavoured vinyl in for Callum to choose one. So I don't actually know what he's going to choose. So it's quite exciting, and it's actually going to be off vinyl. So choose away. I'm going to give you some suitable backing music. Just one moment.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Tim has given me the choice of four records. We have something from India, something Grey, John Congos, and Kika Kanda, I don't know, somebody from Greece.
Aleka Kanalidou, is it?
Aleka Kanalidou.
Yeah, I did look that one up.
Since I mispronounced her name, it would only be correct that I choose her song, I think, by way of apology.
And do you care to mention the title of the song?
I think we're going to play... I'd rather play the B-side.
You want to play the B-side?
I would like to play the B-side, if that's possible.
Well, Athena actually did give us a pronunciation of the A-side. So the A-side is...
Athena...
Nahiro.
Okay.
So thank you, Athena, for that.
Yes.
Some males darting back and forth about that one. but we are playing the B-side, which is... It's just a noise, basically. So here's, it's a lovely tune.
Yes.
Thanks. It's a sterling choice, Callum.
We'll dedicate this to the best Greek belly dancer
we know. Certainly the best Greek belly dancer ever. And here it goes. The B-side of Athena Hephira.
Λάθος ήταν λάθος, ένα λάθος τραγικό. Τότε, όμως τότε δεν μπορούσα να στο πω. Πάθος ήταν πάθος, ένα πάθος δυνατό. Τώρα, όμως τώρα ξέρω πως δεν σ' αγαπώ. Μη το παίρνεις τόσο σοβαρά, πέταξε να μπεις αλλού χαρά. Σε φιλώ στα μάτια τρίφερα, για σου πήρε μου για χαρά. Μη το παίρνεις τόσο σοβαρά, πέταξε να μπεις αλλού χαρά. Σε φιλώ στα μάτια τρίφερα, για σου φίλε μου για χαρά. Λάθος ήταν λάθος, ένα λάθος φοβερό. Τότε, όμως τότε δεν μπορούσα να το δω. Πάθος ήταν πάθος που περνάμε το καιρό. Μόλις τώρα το κατάλαβα κι εγώ. Μη το παίρνεις τόσο σοβαρά, πέταξε να μπεις αλλού χαρά. Σε φιλώ στα μάτια τρίφερα, για σου φίλε μου για χαρά. Μη το παίρνεις τόσο σοβαρά, πέταξε να μπεις αλλού χαρά. Σε φιλώ στα μάτια τρίφερα, για σου φίλε μου για χαρά. Σοβαρά, πέταξε να δεις αλλού χαρά. Σε φιλώ στα μάτια τρίφερα, για σου φίλε μου για χαρά. Μη το παίρνεις τόσο σοβαρά, πέταξε να δεις αλλού χαρά. Σε φιλώ στα μάτια τρίφερα, για σου φίλε μου για χαρά. Για σου φίλε μου για χαρά. Για σου φίλε μου για χαρά. Για σου φίλε μου για χαρά.
That was brilliant.
I really enjoyed that. I'm glad we went with the B-side.
Yeah, you were. Well, it was the Aleka Kanalidou B-side, which was called... Exactly, and that's it. That's the hum of the record, so I really just pulled that. That's just an authentic hum. I better just keep talking, Callum. I'm just going to pull the needle off.
No problem. No, I really enjoyed that, Tim. Thank you for picking it. And thank you to Aleka Kanalidou for producing such beautiful music.
And thank you to Athena again for at least giving us the name of the A-side. Which
absolutely.
Was, that one.
Athena Nigger Fieger or something, wasn't it?
Mrs. J of Dort Levant just called us to say you didn't actually tell us what the connection was. It was, Mrs. J, thank you for pointing that out. It's always a pleasure to hear where we've gone wrong. it was Summer YouTube Playlist by Phil Fantasia, lists both Parov Stella and Aleka Kanalidou.
I don't blame her. They're both perfect summer songs.
Absolutely. I'll be playing that every summer from now on.
Yeah.
Never heard that in my life before yesterday, but there we are. We're going to go to Rammstein.
Yes.
Alan. Can you remember what the very relevant connection was we'd found there?
Is this something to do with Jesus Christ Superstar?
That's right.
They both may be tied to Jesus Christ Superstar. In some roundabout fashion.
Yeah, we did think sort of a Rammstein version of Jesus Christ Superstar might be Interesting.
I might suggest that.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Superstar. It's something like, you know, I could imagine that. And I could also imagine Aleka Kanalidou doing something with Jesus Christ Superstar.
I think Anika Kanalidou and Ramstein should collaborate.
I think
what the world's asking for.
Aleka Kanalidou would make a good Mary Magdalene. I think when I look at her on that sleeve, she does look like a Mary Magdalene. So, can you phone in and just let us know your fantasy Jesus Christ Superstar cast? In the meantime, this is Du Hast by Rammstein, representing the German, I guess, sort of pretty Teutonic, aren't they?
Yes.
And just a little jingle before Rammstein for you.
Attic Radio, turn off if you don't like power chords.
So that song, we're going to dedicate that to a previous guest on the show. That's to Sean Hume, Sumo.
Oh, Sumo, yeah.
who's been laid low with, he tore all the ligaments in his ankle, I think, and his ankle's fallen off near enough, so he's listening to the show today because he's got absolutely nothing else to do.
He didn't tear all the ligaments in his ankle on this show, I just hasten to add. I don't want any insurance claims or anything that flying around, but very nasty business. Get well soon,
Sean. Get Schmisch Olsen, Sean, and I hope you're enjoying the show.
And, I mean, I think when anybody's recuperating, rehabilitating, the best thing to play him is sort of Rammstein, isn't it? And Aleka Kanalidou. I mean, I'd be up out of my bed jumping around, broken ankle or no broken ankle with that one.
Yeah.
We're moving on to Georges Zamfir, who's representing Romania.
He is, yes.
Synonymous with a lot of middle-of-the-road stuff, Callum.
I know him through the Kill Bill soundtrack is where he's coming to my. I'm not usually the biggest fan of panpipe music, I have to say, but this is something, the setting, it resonated with me.
Well, we all know what they say about the panpipes. Over to you, Alan.
Welcome to tape 2 of Let Go with Alan Partridge. A sequence of easy exercises to relieve stress, enhanced by the tropical music of the panpipes. First, find a quiet place to recline, a bed or a big chair. I want you to imagine you're lying on the beach, divested of all the trappings of the 20th century. No mobile phone, batteries out of your pager, no clothes, completely naked, or with undergarments perhaps made from bark. You're all alone, the waves gently licking at your feet. Your bark trunk soaking up the water like a sponge.
You're listening to Easy Listening Hour on Attic Radio, a better music mix from Connections. Thank you for that, Callum.
I think you'll find that's some fairly virtuoso panpipage there, Tim.
It was a pretty good, as panpipe things go, it was actually written by the late, great James Last.
Yeah.
He's not with us anymore. I think just before he died, he had an album called The Last of James Last. Sorry, I didn't mean that. The Connection. I did have a call, actually, from Mrs. G of Usquedar. Hello, Mrs. G. Nice to hear from you. She pointed out, quite rightly, that we didn't connect Rammstein with The Lonely Shepherd. And Mrs. G is one of those sort of... She's a Connections watcher, shall we say.
That's what she's here for. She doesn't like music, does she?
She's like an auditor of the airwaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mrs. G, it was www.newclubpenguin.com. A guy called André Rue was actually he'd written a tribute to James Last and mentioned George Zamfir, who actually did guest with James Last, I think, when he did that on stage at some juncture.
Mm.
And also mentioned Rammstein on the same page. I didn't actually read down far enough, but I don't know if Last did Rammstein. It's possible.
It's unlikely.
Oh, he did all sorts, did James Last. I mean, he sold more records, I think, than you two, if you sort of look, or about the same. You go in any second-hand record shops, it's full of them.
Hmm.
Really. I mean, the bustling at the seams, James Last records, you can't get rid of them. But anyway, the Connection, Callum, we've got the Hives.
So yeah, we're going to move into that. We're going to connect with the colour yellow.
Oh, that's good.
Because, of course, George Zamfir's famous moment, Kill Bill, the iconic scene, Uma Thurman in yellow.
Yeah.
The Hives, what? Bees, living Hives, bees, yellow.
That's good enough for me.
That's a good connection.
Better get the Hives on.
That's the Hives. Troy Green.
Well, that's me, I'll put
Sounds like something quite dreadful's happened there, Callum. You better say something.
So yeah, so that's our representatives from Sweden there. And there.
We're going to finish there.
We're going to move outside of Europe now. You know, I always like to bring a Bowie connection to your shows.
It's always good of you, Callum.
A fan that you are. So I thought I would try and find a foreign language cover. We were minutes away from having a Japanese punk cover of Starman, which was dreadful.
There's a Starman lighting in the sky. Is it something? Yeah, I thought it could work.
It doesn't. And
depends on the band.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be glad.
Yeah, thanks.
But that's not what came. So at the last minute, I stumbled upon Brazilian acoustic covers of Bowie's songs. A whole album were made for the film Life Aquatic by Wes Anderson, which is, by all accounts, one of his weaker efforts. But the soundtrack is very nice.
It more than makes up for it. I think this is like Bowie talking to Bowie, but in Japanese. It's absolutely beautiful, Callum. I may cry.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
As coisas do coração não consegue compreender, e a mente não faz questão e nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós. Tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul, pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, eu quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão não vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars. Consegue compreender, porque a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós. Tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul, pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, senão vou querer quem sou. Meu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Meu bem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Oh, oh, oh. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on
what was his name? I was going to say Few Orange. Sir Jorge.
Okay.
And Life on Mars. Do you care to say it in Portuguese?
No. Obrigado.
Obrigado por chamare ubrite. There you go. That's a telephone salutation. I remember that, but that's about it. So the connection is back to Ennio Morricone.
We're back to, yes.
David Bowie to, well, I mean, Su Jorge was going to be difficult, I think, to Ennio Morricone. There's probably a connection somewhere, but I think a Bowie connection.
So, we've decided that David Bowie, big fan of The Good, The Bad and The Ugly.
Yeah, I think he would have been. Yeah. A massive fan. Yeah, I could just see him on a Sunday afternoon watching The Good, The Bad and The Ugly.
I think it's probably his favourite film.
Yeah, I think it's really great, this. Yeah. All right, it's going to be next album. He sort of did a character of it. And from that, this is, I think on the film, isn't it some bloke going around a graveyard trying to dig and like a maniac?
Yeah.
But it's sort of made better by this beautiful masterpiece. As I say, it's sort of a panoramic. Imagine yourself coming over a big sort of, I don't know, desert mountain or something. That's a contradiction in terms, if ever I heard one. And this is Ecstasy of Gold, or in Portuguese...
Ecstasy de la Gode.
That's really good, Callum. Thank you. I better put this on. It's a technical job. You've got to train for it. Here you go.
Thank you.
Mrs. Yumishak Gayavata, she here says that's the most panoramic she's felt all weekend. Thank you for that. We better quickly go around the houses, Callum, before we get dragged off air kicking and screaming.
Let's go quick as we
can. So I'm going to give you the country, you're going to give me the song. Okay. We start off with Italy.
Ennio Morricone for a few dollars more.
Oh, beautiful. And that connected us by infectedmushroom.com to...
Infected Mushroom Becoming Insane.
Beautiful. And the Sziget Festival Hungary connected us to French musician?
Manu Chao.
No, it wasn't Manu Chao. It was, Serbian musician. Sorry.
Goran Bregovic.
That's good. French Bella musician? Chow.
Manu Chao.
That's good. And
Pinocchio.
Austrian musician?
Pyro Stellar, Mojo Radio.
Beautiful. And the Greek lady?
And Arnika Kalanadadu.
That was a nice guess. Aleka Kanalidou will accept that.
Okay.
The next one was Germany.
Rammstein.
We had Romania.
Georgi Zamfir.
Romania, as it's known now.
Uh-huh.
Sweden.
We had the Hives.
Beautiful. And not Portugal, that other country, Brazil.
Brazil, I was a Serge somebody or other.
Sue
George.
Yes,
Sue George.
Good. Yeah, we've got 17 points and no passes. And took us back to Italy.
And then Ennio Morricone.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, Callum, it's as always a pleasure. And
thank you for having me on again. I've had a great time.
I enjoyed it. It's a good way to spend a Saturday night. Anyone
absolutely.
You want to say hello to?
Not really, but open invitation if anyone wants to come smoke Nargile with us.
Yeah, well, I think we need it.
Come
after
along.
That. Yeah, please come along. We'll be just a third smoking room along, I think, at the back of the Topani place. All right, well, we'll see you. Well, I'll see you next week. And thank you once again, Callum.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Fantastic playlist. And, well, keep safe, keep warm, keep dry, and keep connected. Good night.
Good night.
Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.